pervert. The week before my mother died, I went to a feminist theory seminar, and even though I can describe myself as nothing other than happily married, I wanted another woman. An old school butch. The kind of woman who exudes lesbian through every pore of her being. The kind of woman who sits comfortably with her legs apart. Who stands forcefully, both feet firmly on the ground. The kind of woman known as ballsy and, on occasion, a ballbuster. The kind of woman whose eyes sear femmes' bodies, make our nipples go hard, our clits erect, our pussies wet. The kind of woman I desire. And it was not just that I admired her power, not just that I appreciated her sexual being walking through the world, glancing at me, giving me the benefit of lust. No, I had to indulge in the full frontal fantasy. During 2 days of seminars, I imagined her hand carefully inserted in my vagina, her long fingers first stroking my muscular walls, gathering the rhythm of sex, opening my vagina to accommodate 4 fingers, a thumb, then squeezing. I imagined how my body would yield for her, how my lips would quiver when my body erupted into orgasm. I imagined looking into her eyes as the ripples of my orgasm slid her tighter and more deeply into my cunt. I imagined making her the new core of my body, my second slutty heart, in the way that only sex and lust bring 2 women together. I imagined sucking her nipples, laughing with her in the afterglow. I imagined how much she would want me after I took her whole hand inside me, and, though I do not believe this, when my father called to tell me about the bleed in my mother's brain and how I needed to come home to help him with the work death entails, to mourn with him, to bury my mother, though I do not believe this at all, I could not help but think, I caused my mother's death with my lust. Her death was God's punishment for my desire of someone outside marriage, God's punishment for my continual, unrelenting lust for women, which my mother had condemned. I could not help but see her, in death, somehow justified in her anger, in her continued disappointment with my perversity. I could not help but think, I am the pervert who caused my mother's death. I could not help but hear her final, fatal words, crushing the lust, the joy from the fantasy. All along, she knew I would kill her, and after her death, she would hiss, I told you so.